MIT's leading role in education for all through online teaching is leading to some changes in how faculty approach traditional education. For example, at the MIT Center for Real Estate, some professors are rethinking the case study approach that's so common in management training. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The change stems from an effort to introduce case studies to MIT's massive open online courses, better known as MOOCs.
Of course, the classical case study, it's a PDF file, about 15 to 20 pages. It's very difficult to implement in an online class.
Albert Seith is director of MIT's Center for Real Estate.
Attention spans of students, especially younger students, are becoming shorter.
So Seith helped develop case studies designed to more easily hold the attention of big audiences.
The cases that we're producing are multimedia. They use videos, they use sound, they use spreadsheets, they use photos, they use games.
Seith says a goal of the presentations is to more thoroughly immerse students in business challenges.
We're really trying to immerse the student into the architectural and the visual reality in which people are doing their business. So it was very important for us for the case to be visual, to be beautiful. In one of the cases based in Panama, one of the tenants of our entrepreneur is actually someone who sings and composes music. So we have the music of one of the persons in that community who's actually coming from a background of poverty. And this individual used to be a member of a gang.
I had grown up in Miami, and it kind of went through a revitalization while I lived there.
The immersive materials include an interview with developer K.C. Harden, who wanted to make sure that gentrification did not drive out the old-timers who contribute to the neighborhood's character.
That revitalization period created a lot of great things, but it also displaced a lot of people and tended towards this cultural homogenization where things got very commercial. Everything that drew you to the place would eventually be destroyed.
Students learned that Harden was determined not to make that mistake in Panama. Seith says the case studies include games.
In one of them, you, for instance, have a building, and you have to choose what is the mix of uses in that building. You have a residential part and a commercial part, and you can decide to make the residential part all high income, all low income. If you make it all about high-income residents, and it's a problem because the neighbors are not necessarily going to be friendly.
MIT sees these immersive case studies as a brand new tool. Danya Sherman is manager of MIT's case study initiative.
That is between an academic paper, a website, and a documentary film. And we don't see anything like that that's been created before.
Sherman says teams have filmed in Panama, Mexico City, Florida, and Malaysia.
We really want students to feel like they're on the ground with us, like investigating with us what is going on in a particular place and what led to those outcomes, and asking questions of us, too, like who did we not interview that maybe we should have.
The Malaysia case study is part of Professor Lawrence Susskind's open online course on socially responsible development. Susskind is teaching another MOOC on entrepreneurial negotiation. And in that course, students across the world see one another on an MIT platform, then compare themselves to other teams. Susskind expects this to become the first online course MIT students can take for credit.
We've gotten away in the university with standing behind a lectern and reading from notes for too long. You can't do that. And what's interesting is that once you do it for the MOOC, you feel like a jerk when you go back to a regular class and you haven't put something together to supplement what you're doing in the front of the class, because people will demand it.
MIT pioneered MOOCs, allowing people all over the world to take MIT courses. Now the MOOCs are prompting a transformation of courses on MIT's own campus. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.